Christmas is all about gifts.
No.
We have a no from the audience. Interesting. I think it is. And I'm going to try to prove that to you today. So, I would like all of the children, let's say sixth grade and below, to come sit on these front pews. I don't know if I have enough gifts for everyone or not, but we're going to find out. Matthew, you're ready, aren't you? Do you like getting presents? Yeah. Let's see. Matthew, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. You can go back. RJ, you're about to give us a gift anyway, so why don't you go sit by your mother and I'll...
This is a microphone.
That is a microphone, yes.
Give RJ.
Throw a gift to RJ. I feel like throwing things in the audience has gone poorly in the past, so we're going to skip that. Now, do you all want one of these gifts?
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah! Napoleon will be bad, though.
So you want a gift. Now, that's because you know what's in it, right?
No, but I know
Wait a minute.
That you won't give someone, like, $2 million.
Yeah, I will not give someone $2 million. That is accurate. Okay, so, you don't know what's in these gifts. Oh, you know what? I think I have one more gift. Huh. Oh, I do. Archie, I guess you have to come back. There's a verse in James chapter 1 that I like a lot. James chapter 1, verse 17. It's a familiar one that we've shared before, but it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." So where does every perfect gift come from?
God.
Yeah, who's up above? The Father of lights. Yeah, that's God, right? Okay, great. Okay, so do you think these are perfect gifts?
No.
We're going to find out. Matthew, choose a gift. Which gift do you want?
The green one?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Why don't you see what's in it?
A candy.
Oh. Oh, some ramen. Okay. All right. Why don't you take that back to your mom and dad? That's your gift. Oh, here. I'll keep the green for you. There you go. All right. Hey. That was exactly what Matt wanted, I'm sure, is some ramen there. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. We'll go in age order. Who's next oldest?
Isaac.
All right, Isaac, come choose your gift. Which one do you think? No, you only get to choose. You can only choose one. Oh, all right. Let's see. What did you pick out there? Move over here so people can see what you got.
Funny. It's so funny.
Oh yeah, of course. You needed a unicorn balloon. Here, here's your stick for your unicorn balloon. There you go. All right. Take your unicorn balloon. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, who's next? Let's get up here and choose yours. Oh, Lachlan's next. Wait. You gonna come choose a gift?
Oh, so I guess I have to.
Which one do you want? That one? Okay. Let's see what's inside. Oh, a little mouse. All right. All right, next.
Auckland, you want a trade?
I did not know this was going to set off a trading frenzy here. You going for the big one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what you got.
What?
Oh, Colin's old flat basketball. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Congratulations. It's only about 10 years old, and it's been deflated for about 6 of those 10. All right, who's next? All right. Let's go, Piper. What do you got? Ah, the toolbox. And what did you get? Oh, a drink mix for your water. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Oh, Piper, no. Piper.
Okay, who's next?
William, my boy.
Ooh.
What is this?
Play-Doh. Yeah. Everybody needs Play-Doh. All right, next.
I'm washing the green.
Oh, Is that yours?
Yeah.
Okay. What's in it?
$1.
Open it up there.
$1?
It's almost like you could see through that package, and you could tell what was in there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh. Oh. $3.
$3? Okay. Well, give me that package back. All right. Next. Who's next? Who are we missing? Let's go. You got presents to get. What did you? Oh,
I got empty crayons.
Well, you threw half of them in the bag, but yes, you got some colored pencils.
Okay.
Here, take the rest of your colored pencils and go.
Oh, Daddy got colored pencils.
All right, who do we have left? Justice.
Yes, Justice.
All right, you got a couple left.
Justonian.
Trenton.
Okay.
You would think I would know my own nephews. It is tough.
Andy, Manny,
Miney, Moe. I'm going to get the heart.
Okay, what do you got?
Let's see. Oh, yes, fresh wrapping paper.
Yes. Exactly what you wanted.
No!
Cherry Mike and Ike's. Okay.
Oh, Cherry Mike and Ike's, okay. Worth it. Okay, we got one more.
Make sure you choose the right one. Good job.
Yes. Hand sanitizer.
Not just any hand sanitizer. That's
Twisted Peppermint.
Twisted Peppermint. That's some good hand sanitizer right there. All right, did everybody get exactly what they wanted?
Yes.
No.
Did everybody besides David get exactly what they wanted?
No.
You didn't want a flat basketball?
No.
Your dream for Christmas was not a unicorn? Okay, so I said originally that Christmas was all about gifts. And then I gave you guys some gifts, but, you know, some of you were not all that happy about your gifts, right? Yeah. David's pretty satisfied. $3 goes a long way when you're a David's age. But there's another verse that I want to show you, a verse that we are all very familiar with, a verse that Brother Brian quotes all the time. And that is from John chapter 4. John chapter 4 and verse 10, which says, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. This is why I would say Christmas is all about gifts. We can probably cut the S off the end there and just say Christmas is all about gift.
Amen.
A gift.
Amen.
This gift. Amen. The gift of God. You guys, everybody except for David, because he went down there and looked, you had no idea what you were getting, right? And that was the problem that Jesus was addressing here. If you don't know what you're asking for, you can't really have the gift that he offers. But here's the thing. Just like with David holding up this transparent bag that had money in it, Jesus shows us exactly what we're getting.
Amen.
He is very clear about that. Now, you guys can't exactly trust me to give you the best gifts, right? We've addressed before that I have some issues, right? So, but you can trust Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's why this verse emphasizes two things you got to know, right? One, you got to know who's given you the gift. And that's God himself.
Amen.
The one who cannot lie.
Amen.
The one who is omniscient.
Yes. Yes.
The one who is omnipresent.
Amen.
The one who is omnipotent.
Amen.
The one who can give you anything. And then you have to know what he's actually giving you, right? You got to know the gift. Mm-hmm. And that gift of God is not some weird ethereal thing. It's not just something that you get promised and eventually you might figure out what it is. It is as tangible as those $3 that David can go take to the dollar store and only get two things now because now it's $1.25 instead of $1 at the dollar store. But it's more tangible than that. God is offering you the gift of forgiveness from your sins and eternal life in his presence.
Amen.
Boy, that's an impressive gift. And that's why I would say that Christmas is all about a gift.
Amen.
Right? And that's a way that you, each of you here on this front row, and everybody else in here too, can share with people this Christmas time is that there is a gift that you already got. When they say, what do you want for Christmas? You can tell them, I've got it.
Amen.
I have the gift that I want.
Amen.
And when they ask you, really, what is that? You can tell them exactly what it is that you have and that they could get the exact same gift, something worth more than anything else that people could buy for them. Isn't that a great thing to share over Christmas?
Amen.
Yeah. So, the rest of you in the audience, think about, rather than the gifts and the giving that you do between yourselves, think about the gift that was given to you and how you have the ability to share that with somebody else. That's the coolest thing about the gift of God is that it's so shareable.
Amen.
And the more you give it away, it doesn't diminish anything that you have.
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.